Hello, this is Holly, recording for WOW 7, Week 12 for Loop. WOW stands for Words of the Week, times 7, and this is our 12th list. I'm hearing an echo as I record, but when I test play back the recording, I don't hear my echo, so I'm going to hope this works. So our list is 1, run away. 2, run away from someone or something. 3, runway. 4, running a fever. 5, run for office. 6, make a run for it. 7, a hit and run. So the idea for this list came from Rabia's request, and I have a link to a photo. And if you review the photo that Mehdi posted and our reply comments, you'll see that there was some confusion on the difference between run away and runaway and runway. And I've added other run, running, collocations, and idioms. So a runaway can be a noun. Runaway can also be an adjective. So a runaway is a person who runs away. Someone who belongs or is expected to live in one location and they run away. If you are a runaway from the military, we call that AWOL, A-W-O-L, acronym standing for absent without leave. So absent without permission, without official permission. But a runaway from any situation is also called a runaway. You can have a runaway train, a train which is out of control, a runaway horse. So in these examples, runaway is an adjective. Notice the pronunciation difference between runaway, one word, run away, two words, runway, one word, but a different meaning. A runway is a noun and can be used for the runways at an airport. A plane will land on the runway, cruise up to a discharge place to discharge its passengers, and load or board new passengers, but you land on the runway. A runway is also the word used if you're a fashion model and you are strutting down the runway, showing off new styles. If you're ill and may have a higher temperature than normal, a higher body temperature, this is called running a fever. So someone might say with compassion and concern in their voice, "Are you running a fever?" To run for office is to run for an elected office. So if people will vote yes or not vote yes to elect you for a mayor or governor or president or other position, an elected position, then you run for office. You are a candidate. If you are a candidate, you are running for office. To make a run for it can be used both literally and figuratively. So literally, if you run for or toward something, the it, then you are making a run for it. We use this expression if we're going to the store. We may not be running, we might be walking or biking or driving, but if we make a run for it, we are going to make a circle. We're going to a store to buy something, to pick something up, and running back home with it. So the expression run is used figuratively. You also use this expression if you are dashing toward a destination. For example, if you're planning to take a bus, you're approaching the bus stop, and you see your bus. It's there. The doors are starting to close. You make a run for it. You make a mad dash and hope to catch the bus. A hit and run can be used as a noun or an adjective to describe an accident. A hit and run accident is one in which the driver of a vehicle hits a person or an object and leaves the scene, does not stay to file a report, to take responsibility for the damages. So if you're in the grocery store and come out to your car and see a big dent, but no note, no information on who hit your car, how the damage happened, then you would have been a victim of a hit-and-run accident. Someone hit you and ran away. If you hit something and you leave, then you're the driver of a hit-and-run. You caused a hit-and-run. You hit someone or something and you left the scene. So, was it a hit and run? Hit and run would be the noun. Was it a hit and run accident? Hit and run used as an adjective. So my challenge for you is to try and write a short story using several of these expressions, and or to share photo images that demonstrate, illustrate any of the above. And I hope you'll record your story, your sentences, your questions. I hope to hear from you soon. Bye for now.